You're listening to Vatican Radio.
At his general audience this morning, Pope Francis reflected on last weekend's apostolic voyage to Egypt, recalling the various stages of his trip. Christopher Wells has more.
Ringrazio l'intero popolo egiziano.
The Holy Father thanked the people of Egypt for their warm welcome and noted the extraordinary commitment of the Egyptian authorities to ensure his visit went off without a hitch. He spoke of his visit to the Al-Azhar University, which was focused on both a dialogue between Christians and Muslims and the promotion of peace in the world. Pope Francis summarized his address at the International Conference for Peace, emphasizing Egypt's history as a land of civility and a land of covenant.
L'Egitto è sinonimo di antica civiltà.
Egypt, he said, echoing the speech of the Grand Imam, reminds us that peace is built through education, formation in wisdom, a humanism that includes the religious dimension, the relationship with God as an integral part. He continued, saying peace is built on the relationship between God and men and on the alliance between all men. This, the Pope said, is the foundation for a civil and social order in which all are called to participate.
Tutti i cittadini di ogni origine, cultura e religione.
Pope Francis also spoke about the role of Christians, who are called to be a leaven of fraternity in Egypt and elsewhere. He said his meeting with his dear brother, the Coptic Orthodox Patriarch Pope Tewodros II, and their common statement were signs of the commitment of Christians to that fraternity. The Pope recalled the prayers for the martyrs of the Coptic Orthodox Church, the victims of very recent violence, whose sacrifice and common witness lent a particular fruitfulness to the work of ecumenism. The second day of the Pope's voyage was dedicated to the Catholic faithful. The Mass celebrated was, he said, a feast of faith and fraternity.
È stata una festa di fede e di fraternità.
The Holy Father also reflected on the final event of his voyage, the meeting with priests, religious, and seminarians. He noted in particular the many seminarians in Egypt, which he called a consolation. Concluding his remarks, Pope Francis said Christians in the region, guided by their pastors, should be salt and light for the Middle East. He called his journey to Egypt a sign of hope, refuge, and help. His voyage, he said, signifies walking together along the path of hope. And he called Egypt a sign of hope for fraternity, not just for the past, but also in the present day. I'm Christopher Wells.